The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
Hello, Elcho.
Christ. It's fucking Valentine's Day and we're doing a show.
Yeah, my wife's not here, so... Yeah.
Where is she?
I don't know.
She left you.
With her Valentine, I guess?
Oh, well, at least you don't have to pay.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 195. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody is doing well all around the world. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because I'm going to get wrong and I'm going to get criticized for it and I'm just not going to do it. So you guys know what I'm about to say. So I hope you...
Why not say we appreciate this?
We appreciate you because, I mean, it's my catchphrase. Tired of getting ridiculed by people in gold masks.
Your catchphrase is bad.
Everything I do is bad.
How many shows do you do? Like 25, 28, I think, something like that.
6 to 8.
And you thank them in every one of those other shows, too?
No, just this one.
Oh. You don't thank people for being there to listen to your other freaking shows?
No, not at all.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. I got to mix it up, right? I got to keep people on their toes. I mean, you can't just keep doing the same stuff over and over and over again. Like, nobody does that, right? The same thing every single week, right, for 6 to 8 months. I don't do that, man.
Right. You're a creative genius. Yeah, that's a good point.
Absolutely right. Every show is different.
Much like the signature or the intro on your shows where they're hard-hitting and in-depth and cutting-edge.
Yep, absolutely.
Into the world of insert topic here.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, we're 5 episodes away from episode 200, if my math is correct. And as I mentioned,
what episode are we on? 148?
195.
Oh, okay.
Was that right?
If it's 195, then we're 12 away still, I think.
Okay. All right. When we get to episode 200, it's going to culminate in the finals of the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions, and then episode 201, going to be a completely different show. We're going to blow it all up. Ocho and I are still going to be here, but we're not going to be doing what we normally do. We're going to have, like, a real good show after. Like, it's going to be a legit banger of a show every week.
You said Ocho, though, right?
That's you, yes.
Shit. I'm here?
I didn't tell you that?
No. Shit.
Eli!
Oh, shit.
Did you fax Ocho and tell him he still had to be here?
Oh, I did away with the landline entirely.
Oh, shit. Well, then how are we supposed to send you messages then?
You know what? That was part of my, you know, why I leave the group chat and everything after 8 seconds.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Get rid of the landline just to absolve myself of any communication to and fro all the live long day.
So whenever we have a pertinent message we need to send to you, do we email you? Do we send it?
I'm big into fire. Smoke signals is totally cool with me.
All right. I'll see if I can get to Tonka to do that. How about carrier pigeons?
No, just, as much as you eat Taco Bell, I feel like you could get the message to me three times a week.
No, actually,
all right. I never missed a show, so.
Do they still have telegraphs?
Maybe.
Or FedEx. I could FedEx you.
I want a singing telegram is what I want.
Okay, yeah.
I want them to come by and say, Ocho, 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 we hate you in the show. We're trying to get rid of you, except nobody likes me. So something like that.
Yeah,
I can do that. Off the top of my head. See, now that's creativity.
So what's going on, man? How you been?
I just talked to you a couple days ago. Nothing is different.
That's true. That's true. How are your mood swings? Are you hormonal since you've gotten pregnant?
My swing is still parallel. I'm making good contact with the ball. A little more of a stack and tilt than I am the old fashioned way, but my swing is good. I'm in a mood and I swing. I've been swinging for years.
Well, it's true. That's true. But I mean, your chemicals are good. I mean, you haven't you don't get cranky
sympathy
or moody.
All I have is sympathy.
Okay, well that's
sympathy.
Fair.
It's sympathy chemistry is what it is.
Not for me though, at all.
No, because, I mean, they've always been awful when I talk to you.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. We have a lot to cover.
Wouldn't you be floored if I was hey, Robert, what's going on, pal? Pew, 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 right?
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, what kind of Zoloft or shit are you on? Like, yeah, what's going on?
And then carrier pigeon me some.
We have a lot to cover tonight without the top five. Breaking news. I wish I had like a breaking. Remember when the grapplers had like the breaking news shit? Yeah, I need to get that.
Oh, you're going to steal more shit from us. Okay, cool.
Yeah, why not? That's how I make a living. So, we were supposed to have the first match in the quarterfinals of the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions. Babo was to be taking on Uncle David, Mark's men. Uncle David, unfortunately, had an accident in his pants. He was not wearing his Depends, and he shat himself. Shat? Wait, shit? What's the proper term, doctor?
I mean, it's past tense, so maybe it is shat, but why does that warrant a forfeit?
No toilet paper in Canada because of the pandemic.
They still have hoses, though, don't they? Or is it still too cold and everything's frozen and they have to use ice or ice skates or something?
A hoser is a pretty derogatory term, so I don't want to go there.
I'm not talking with a thick accent.
In any event, Babo gets a bye into the second round, into the semifinals. So next week we'll have El Barba Maximo taking on Luigi Primo, which should be a barn burner. It's going to be top five pizza sauces, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's a little unfair. And does that mean Babo got his first win, technically?
Technically, I think he didn't have one. Didn't we give him one time?
I don't know. We don't give anything. They
well, you give them. You're the referee. You giveth or you taketh.
I mean, that's what like a season. That's all's I can say.
True story. So instead of the first segment being the top five, it's now going to be the good, man, the ugly, which used to be the first segment, and now it's the second, but tonight it'll be the first.
So just before we're about to blow the show up, we're going back to the original format that actually I was No, I hated that too, but it was just at least in order.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Would you like to go first this week, Dr. Ocho?
No.
My good. I don't have COVID anymore that I know of.
Oh, for the eighth time, you don't have COVID anymore?
Eight. We had it last week, all trace of us, myself, the wife, and the rad kid. And it was pretty mild. I think we had the Megatron or the Ultracron.
The Optimus Prime, I feel like.
Yeah, something like that.
You got rid of it that quick, it was definitely Optimus Prime.
Yes, it wasn't the Delta Force or any of that, so that's a good thing. We dodged a bullet there, because you never know what variant you're going to get, right? So, Pretty happy.
Or which one they're going to come up with.
Oh, don't say that. That's fair. Terrible. Well, I mean, you never know. I mean, you know, election season's coming up this year. So, in any event, that's a good thing. I still kind of feel like crap, but I think it's just because I'm fat.
That's weird because usually, you know, your eating habits are so good. Your exercise routine's on point.
Yeah.
You sleep, you know, normal. You know, you really dialed in. Your routine is pristine. So that's concerning to other folk in the health field that you got this mild variant and you still feel like crap. Damn.
Is it really folk? Like, what's the difference between folk and folks or folks or however you want to say it?
Sounding like an idiot?
Well, like folk to me is like folk music. But the way you put it, it's like folks in the medical field.
You have to touch on the L slightly. But what? You'll say, I bet you say egg yolks. Like, you'll probably say that, I guarantee you. And you'll say egg yolks.
I pronounce the way I see it, right? I pronounce every letter.
Okay, pronounce the word would, like, would you come over later? No, that's not an invite. Are you going to say wowed?
Well, no, I would never. No, that's fair. All right, I see what you did there. Christ. No, that's, no, you're right.
Just pegged a hole in that theory.
Fuck me.
Jesus, what do you call Popeyes? Puppy-Y? Puppy-Ez?
So you got on me last week for not being able to pronounce Yingling because I don't drink it.
No. The fact is you said no vowels. There were no vowels.
But you're like...
It was why, and not this sometimes why bullshit.
I don't drink Kool-Aid, but I know how to say it. It's not
well, Kool-Aid. You were saying it if it was spelled Yngling or LNG. It was no vowels at all.
I went back and listened to that again, and you're right. It's spot on. You were very perceptive that particular evening.
These are things I noticed. This is what I bring to the show.
Just like the ERAD. You know, radio network or whatever fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, and then this one doesn't have it, so I don't have
it. I didn't play it tonight because I didn't want you to fucking pick on me, so...
I don't pick on you. I pick on your lack of talent, kind of. Well, that is on you, I guess. I'm sorry. You're right.
What's your good, Ouch?
So I just found out that we're not doing this show much longer. Turns out...
Not this particular format.
And under 8 episodes, because my math isn't right now, because I'm blown away. We don't have to do this show much longer.
Not this particular format, but we're still doing a show together.
Sure.
It's still the main event. It's just going to be evolving.
Sure. You can count on me.
And we also have a new show coming out, chronicling the Rocky movie series, and I'm really looking forward to that one because you are a you're very studious. You've studied the franchise. You know just about every single particular detail of the movie. So I'm looking forward to breaking them down with you. And
no, I only know 1 through 4. So once we're done with that, you're on your own. So I wasn't even going to be a part of it. So that's okay. Well, go ahead. Let's finish this segment.
We can still get 6 to 8 weeks out of that. I mean, that's fair. It's a good run.
You bet.
What's your good, Ouch?
I told you already.
Oh, I thought you were just ribbing me. Speaking of ribs, did we talk about the fact that the McRib tasted differently this year or last year?
I didn't know that it did, but...
A lot of people complained that it wasn't the right, or it wasn't the same recipe. It was just...
Are you sure it wasn't that people had flavor? COVID and everybody like lost the taste in their mouth? And
oh, you know what? I never even thought of that. That's quite possible.
So now McDonald's can file a lawsuit against COVID and the United States people, the citizens, for defamation.
Huh. Well, just the things you learn, the more you know on this show. Mm-hmm. My bad. Tom Brady
is on retiring again. Who knows?
He's an anomaly. Like he really is. I know this is a few weeks old, but I'm still upset that he didn't make it this year. Well, I did enjoy the game last night as we're recording this, Super Bowl 68 or 6 to 8, whatever it was. It was just not the same without Tom Brady playing there. And for him to retire on a loss, I don't know, man. It just kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And I thought it would leave a bad taste in his mouth, but because he eats vegan and all that weird shit, right? So, I mean, he always has a bad taste in his mouth. I don't know. I just – do you think – and I know this isn't a question and answer segment, but I just want to know your opinion. Should he have retired last season when he won at home, like the first player to ever win at home in the Super Bowl and just end on the, you know, the storybook ending, right? I mean, the book ends. He won it in 2001. He wins it in 2021, and we're fucking done, right? Like, why did he come back?
Maybe he doesn't like his wife or something like that, and she makes more money than him. And
she does.
You know, her looks should go before his talent, I would think, you know, unless she gets all the Botox gimmicks and everything. But
yeah.
I thought he was going to be around till, what did he say? He wanted to play till he was 47 or something like that?
And something like that.
I don't think he's done. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not convinced of that. I think he's coming back. And and maybe Tampa knows it because who the hell's their backup anyway?
I have no clue.
So if the draft comes around and Tampa doesn't, well, no, shit. What
they won't get a great pick because they still made the
they're in the divisional. Get the freaking 26th pick or something like that. Yeah. And again, there's no QBs anyway. Kenny Pickett was. There's like three quarterbacks in. They're going to be gone, and they're not even first rounders anyway. They're not. It's not a. You're not going to get a Trevor Lawrence. I know he got the shit kicked out of him this year, but the guy's going to be a stud. You're not going to get a Herbert, a Burrow, in this draft class. So
not even a Mac Jones.
That could be their excuse to not get a quarterback. But Brady's coming back. I'm telling you, and the fact that his play didn't suffer
at all, yeah.
Led the league in touchdowns. If they don't call an all-out blitz, they're probably in the Super Bowl. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I mean, all the momentum.
Yeah, they let him down. I mean, he did his job. He drove down with less than with 2 minutes left. Did what he always does most of the time and put them in a position to win. So
I mean, yeah, overtime you can't tell, but like
no, I mean, he would have
freaking the Bucs defense. You're down 27-3. And you score 24 unanswered points. Like, the momentum is there. There's too many things going. Anyways.
Anyway. What about this? Do you think Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay? Or do you think, can the Bucs afford him? Because you know he wants to go somewhere that he can win and not just take a payday. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a winner. Or he wants to be a winner. He's not really
winner. Right. I don't. Guy wins MVPs. Just doesn't win playoff games.
It's true.
Or a Super Bowl. You know, he's got one against the damn Steelers. Go figure.
But if he comes in, if Gronk happens to come back, I think he might retire too without Brady. I don't know. But say Gronk comes back, you got a healthy Fournette. You got a healthy Godwin. You got Mike Evans there.
Yeah, but they're going to lose. Who are they going to lose? They're going
to Godwin lose, his last year of the franchise tag, so they will have to pay him. I don't think he's available for another franchise year. So
I mean, there's got to be a cap thing, or they
lose Brady's lose money,
the first round pick, but they might lose a. But wait a second! But Rodgers isn't a free agent, right? He just doesn't want to be around because they're freaking $80 million over the cap or something like that. And
he said he would decide by April if he will be a free agent. He's no longer under contract, so he said he would decide by at least March or April. You know, about what he's going to do. Is he going to enter, you know, free agency? Is he going to retire? Is he going to renegotiate with the Packers? So I don't know. I'd like to see him go to Tennessee, get rid of fucking dipshit Tannehill that, you know, fucked everything up. You know, the defense is pretty stout in Tennessee.
But he's not a free agent, not until 2023.
But that's what he told me personally.
Oh shit! Well, that's why. So if he went, but I know he doesn't want to be around. He said, "I don't want to be here for some, rebuild where they blow it up and everything." And
that's weird, man. I really thought he said he was going to let everybody know by April if he's going to become a free agent or not. That's my bad.
There are too many. They're way over the cap, is what it is. So they may have to. Maybe that meant if he's going to restructure.
Okay, maybe so.
To help get under something like that, or if he's going to bolt because he's two first round picks. At least, even though he's got 2 years left only, I don't know. The guy just won MVP. How do you gauge that? Because the problem is in football, it's usually not a slow decline.
Right.
You're elite, and then like in a year and a half, you are not. It's that simple. So I don't know if because they were talking about Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, and like again. Yeah. And he wants to play for Tomlin because he knows he could walk all over. I don't think he could, but like it's just that organization is in disarray, and it pisses me off. But that's not the point. He's behind a shitty offensive line if he goes to Pittsburgh. It would cost them way too many first round picks, which they need to rebuild the offensive line. So having an elite quarterback behind getting sacked 80 times doesn't help.
True.
Anyway, so going to Tampa? I don't know. I think Tom Brady's going to be Tampa's quarterback next year.
Well, let's look at the Raiders. You got Josh McDaniel going there. He's going to be the new head coach. Derek Carr's been around for a while. He really hasn't proven anything.
They just said they're riding with Derek Carr.
Are they really? Why are they that dumb? Like, why? Why? I mean, he's good, but he's not.
I think the guy, he can win. Look what he's. Again, Gruden gets in, gives away their freaking 10 best players for picks, and then does a decent job, but like, he made it about Gruden. They made the playoffs this year with all this shit.
They did. No, they did. I'm not a believer in him, but you never know. He could get the right people around him, like Matt Stafford did, so.
One time they make the playoffs before this, and he breaks his leg, I think it was the week before they made it. And anyways, what else was going on? What are we doing? This is the positive one.
What's your bad, Ouch?
Oh, so my bad is I just found out that I'm part of the show as we're rebooting, which I wasn't paying attention to.
That's correct. My ugly. Remember a few weeks back, I said that I went to Popeyes and they ran out of spicy chicken.
You say that 4 times a week that you go to Popeyes, so I can't remember what discrepancy you have with each one.
It's gonna be like that, right? You're gonna. That's
as if what? As if this is different from. It's an audio podcast. Right now, he's trying to show this look of disdain, but his COVID just came back, so I think that's what it is.
I don't know why I keep taking the abuse from you every single week.
You're the boss here, man. You can pull the plug on it.
Can I, though? I mean, my wife already hates me. I need something to do on Monday nights. I don't want to watch Raw. Football season's over, so I might as well just come here and talk to you.
Yeah, but we did this during football season. If you wanted to do this from, you know, February 20th until when pitchers in there's no
baseball. There's no fucking baseball.
Shit.
Yeah, so you have to be here. Well, you still got hockey. I mean, even though the Rangers suck.
Nope, they don't. They finally play tomorrow night for the first time in 8 days. Actually, that's about right. Yes.
So, actually, no.
I think it's actually 14 days, but like.
That's pretty funny, though. Now, my actual ugly, and I have to get your advice on this. Sorry, that's my dinner. My dinner says hi. Barbecue costs a lot of money. There's a lot of places down here in Tennessee that claim to have, you know, great barbecue or the best barbecue, and they suck. And I know it's subjective. But when you go to a place and you spend, you know, $40 for, you know, brisket and pulled pork and all the fixings and all that and ribs, and you get it and it's fucking charred or it's black or it's fucking dry or it's overcooked and it's just fucking just falling off the bone or it's a bad cut of meat and it's all fucking fat. That happens a lot down here.
What place? This is a Popeyes or still or is it a God different place? Cause now,
no, we're not talking about Popeyes.
Oh, okay.
Ixnade,
that was your segue.
The Popeyes pay, yeah.
No, because I'm gonna let you in on something. There's this place called Williamson Brothers that was across from this bar I used to bartend at, and man, I would hit there probably 3 times a week, and it was, I'm drooling because they never, and it was buffet style. It was all you can eat. It was like $5 or $6.
What?
and you get freaking shaved pork, you get coleslaw, corn, and they just keep bringing it and bringing it, and you put your, I'm fucking drooling. Oh my fuck. It was never bad, ever, ever, ever. They give you your chicken barbecue, and then they get, and you could watch them. It was brick. Was it brick? No. They grilled them in these giant freaking vats in the back. That's what it was. Charcoal, not charcoal, fucking wood. It was like apple wood they would use, and they had like stacks of, dude.
You're salivating. I swear, I can see it.
Fucking drooling. Holy shit. Fuck.
Now, where was this?
Marietta, Georgia.
Marietta. Okay, so it's when you're living in Atlanta. I believe they actually make their own, like they bottle their sauces and sell them in the stores. I want to say I've seen them down here in the stores.
Now it is. Yes, it's a thing they have because I was shocked that they're up here now.
Okay.
And I'm like, and that's the only one I know of is that place. I didn't know, like Sonny's Barbecue is a franchise. I get that.
Correct.
And They're okay because they get their, you know, your sauces and everything.
Oh, their sauces are the bomb. Like, I don't like the food, they're but good. Their sauces are great. Yeah.
I didn't care for their sliced brisket barbecue. It was... because it was different every time, but it's a franchise, so I get it. It's made like a... But Williamson Brothers, like when the dude's out there literally shoveling friggin' apple wood into the friggin' gimmick so this cooks at whatever, and holy shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck.
I'm not far from Marriott, about 4 hours. I might actually go check that out on your
recommendation. If they're still there, I'm talking 1998 when I was two.
I mean, if they still make sauces, I assume they're there. Or maybe they just make sauces now. I don't know.
But maybe it's... Or they've gotten so big for their britches because now they have the sauces that they're like, oh, we're beneath...
It's possible.
They're probably playing tennis in Connecticut somewhere.
That's what Corky's did. Corky's was a big chain down south, and they made their sauces and put them in the stores, and now they're pretty much out of business. All they do is make sauces, but... getting back to my initial thought.
It's easier work, too, just to distribute your sauce rather than sweat your balls off by a damn
just rubs
brisket
and,
grill.
Yeah, rubs and sauce, and you can make it your own. Just fucking, yeah. So I got some bad barbecue on Saturday. Spent like $60, and all of it was just dry. Dry as fuck and charred. And
Literally is the opposite of barbecue.
Literally. And, you know, I'm going off the recommendations from Yelp and Google and listen to everybody's like, oh, it's the best fucking food and blah, 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 blah. And then I get there and I'm like, okay, says who? Like, this is like the worst fucking barbecue I've ever had in my life. And with the price of meat even going up, it's even more expensive now. It's very expensive to go out and eat at a local barbecue place. You know, it's like $16 or $18, $16 to $18.
You know, Did you get on the Yelp and like, take their reviews down a bit? Because like,
no, I'm going to go back and try it again. And if it happens again, then yeah, I'm going to, you bet your ass, I'm going to blow them up. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt the first time, but it just, and you're a former fat guy. So, you know, like when you get all jazzed up to eat and you order something that you don't normally eat and it sucks, you take that shit personally. Like it ruins your day.
I can't stress how, this is why I don't even order anything different that I don't like.
Right.
Like, I'm always getting shit for ordering hot wings or ordering chicken parm. And I'm like, okay, well, these are the two. Like, if I'm at an Italian restaurant and I get chicken parm, they can't fuck that up. And I know how good it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to order some fucking exotic bullshit and waste freaking $60, I'm going to be so pissed and say, my God, I could have had a can of Beefaroni is the Seinfeld one, right? Beefaroni and been happier at 98 cents. Then this freaking rotten fucking mutated shit.
There's nothing worse than being hungry and eating a bad meal. It's just...
Yeah, because you'll eat it because you're hungry anyway.
Of course.
You're like, well, it's just not what I... Fuck, no. That's why I'm the chucklehead because, you're going to get chicken parm again? Yeah. And they're like, boy, this fucking razzmatazz jizma balls is lousy. And then, well, why'd you order that? It was a special.
Right.
Why would you order that?
That's right. And I mean, I'm typically that way when I go to Mexican restaurants because, number one, there's a bunch of shit that I...
chicken burrito and my beef taco and get me the fuck out. That's it.
There's shit that I can't pronounce, so I'm not going to fucking try it. But to me, you know, like my go-to is chili Colorado. It's, you know, sliced sirloin and a spicy red sauce with fucking rice and beans. It's pretty hard to fuck that up, you know? I'm the same way. When I go to certain places, it's my go-to. I don't fucking color outside the lines, but And it's a barbecue's barbecue. Point. Like, you never know what you're
trying to get lo mein and you were pissed off.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fair. But, I mean, you never know what you're going to get when you go to a barbecue place. Because, I mean, you know, it's brisket, it's ribs, it's fucking pulled pork, it's chicken, turkey, whatever. You know, it should be within the realm of being edible. But this time it wasn't. And, man, that just ruined my fucking night. It really did.
Didn't you eat there or you took it home? And
took it home. So when I opened it up, I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah. Exactly. But I have a follow-up question to that, since you're a doctor. Is eating smoked food bad for you because of the smoke?
No.
Why not?
No. Why not? It's just heat. It's all it is.
I mean, there's smoke inside the smoker, obviously, and that gets absorbed by the food. And
the smoke is not, but you're not inhaling it. You're eating it. Are you fucking serious?
No, I am serious. That's a legit question.
You're not breathing your food.
But the carbon monoxide is still going into the smoker
and breathed it. Yes, it would do damage after months and months, and probably not even that, because again,
that shit smells good.
It's still just smoke, but like,
yeah, I mean, barbecue
like
smoke.
You'll cough. Great. Like you're not. First of all, there's no intentional inhaling of smoke anyway, unless you're smoking a cigarette. Like, it's the nicotine and the fucking shit that gives you your problems. Like, you're taking this puff, because you're comparing it to a cigarette, I get, or weed or whatever, and you're ingesting and inhaling and sucking it down into your lung, and that's the idea. Whereas, you're not eating a piece of chicken and going after you take a bite and fucking trying to get a hit off of it, or maybe you are because you want to get that high off of that fucking barbecue, but no, that's, and if there's something on the internet that says yes, it's wrong, it's the most asinine thing ever.
Well, I'm still the same guy that thinks that we're all going to die of cancer from microwaves and cell phones and all that shit, so.
We should. Well, I mean, the microwave's kind of been proven a little bit, but it's fine.
How can it heat your food that quickly? Of course, unevenly, because, you know, the shit
gets up in the bottom. Yeah, innards never gets done, but why? Right. Look, why? How come we can't invent something that freezes something so quick besides, nitrogen?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just think, man, that all those microwaves, like, for 30, 40 years, it's got to be doing something to you. Make you dumber, at least.
Yeah, but they're in, like, it's, like, surrounded by lead and whatnot. They're good.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's a good point.
Matter of fact, when you get your pacemaker, stand next to it all day.
What's your ugly aunt?
What was your ugly?
Bad barbecue.
Oh, right. Shit. What was it? No, I had it. Shit. What'd you do?
Why are you blaming this on me?
Yeah, because I had something. Shit.
Did I distract you? Did I confuse
you? Yes, like, yes, you did.
You're thinking about that barbecue, aren't you?
Not, well, Williamson Brothers, but yeah. What was the ugly? We're not going to get much baseball this year. That's it. You heard it here. Nobody heard it here because no one's going to hear it. But if someone wants to clip this little part out, there's not going to be. We're going to get a 60 game season again, much like we did in that COVID year. It's fucking bullshit. That's all.
You don't think they're going to come to an agreement by? Well, fuck. Spring training starts next month, so.
9 minutes. Spring training. Pitchers and catchers are supposed to start fucking next week.
Oh, really? That early? I don't remember. Wow. No kidding.
Next, what's the end of? No, in fucking 4 days. 5 days. Pitchers and catchers were supposed to start the 19th.
Wow, that's fucked. Remember the Braves won, was it 95 when the shortened season? They won their first title?
That was the only, their second. Oh, now there's, right. As a matter of fact, the Indians won 100 games that year. They won 144. Fact check, motherfuckers.
No, I'm not going to. No. Everybody
Albert Bell hit 50 home runs in the 144 games.
We're not going down this fucking rabbit hole.
You know, that's not that much of a shortened season, given the shit we've had to deal with for the last couple of years either now.
True story. No, you're right.
We would have killed for that because we're used to routine. Pitchers and catchers are usually there 2 weeks prior. So that's usually mid-February. And then, it makes sense, right? 28 days in February. And then preseason is a month long, and then what, March 31st or April 1st is usually the fucking opening day.
can they survive another, you know, lockout season and another strike like that we had before? Like, there's a lot of fans that won't watch baseball anymore because of that shit.
I don't know that they have to worry about it because now the networks, you know, like, I don't mean networks, but like, it's always going to be on a channel. There's always a station that has the local game or something like that now. So I don't know that it has to survive. It's not like the NFL where it needs Sunday. So, you know, you need your 82 home games, your 82 away games. But I don't know if that's more for owners generating money from attendance, or I wish I knew that breakdown. I wish I understood it. Like, well, I'm assuming 30,000 people show up 82 times a year.
Right.
Like a football stadium holds 60,000 people. They only get 8 games.
Yeah. True. Unless you make the playoffs. But if you have a shortened season, that's money out of the owners' pockets. They still have to pay their players and all their staff.
That's money out of the fucking vendors' pockets, too. It's money out of the staff from the friggin' bar. It's money out of, like, it's tax money that the government doesn't get. I would love to know the trickle down.
No, yeah, I would too. So what's the issue? Because I haven't been following it. Is the issue with the players or with the owners? Like,
I don't know. What I don't know. It's just the CBA's up, and there's always something. I honestly don't know. I don't know enough either. But the owners wanted to bring in an arbitrator, just for mediation purposes, and the players were like, "Nah, we don't want that." I don't know if it meant like they were going to talk over their head, or they were so far off still. So I don't know. I know right now, baseball players can juice their balls off because there's no agreement.
Yeah, that's true. I wish I could juice my balls off.
Who said you can't?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You like my shirt?
No.
You should. It's right up your alley. I mean, not like up your alley. It's like Roddy Piper style.
Why is that my alley?
Because you like Roddy Piper.
He wasn't a bowler.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of this edition of the Main Event. This past Sunday, I had the privilege to speak with former WWE superstar Jackson Ryker, real name Chad Lale. He's also Gunner in TNA. He sat down with Drake Wirtz and I, and we recorded a fantastic conversation. They'll be dropping this Friday on Uncanceled with Drake Wirtz. Anywhere podcasts are found. I know that's your line, Oj. I just, you know, yeah, you hate this show, so I just want to make it a little bit quicker. But if you guys are a fan of Jackson, or just even a wrestling fan in general, it's definitely worth a listen. So dropping this Friday, Uncanceled with Drake Wirtz. Anywhere podcasts are found, our interview with the former Jackson Ryker, who has his own podcast as well called Wrestling for the Faith with Casey Cage. So that's also worth listening to. I know Ocho doesn't listen to podcasts. He doesn't even listen to this podcast. So I'm not even going to ask you to listen to it. But I'm asking everybody else to just give it a listen, even if you're not a fan of Christians or conservatives or any of that. Just as a pure wrestling fan, he had a lot of great stories from TNA and NXT and WWE. So one more time, Uncanceled with Drake Wirtz. Anywhere podcasts are found.
Here's what's going on in this week's RTW News Desk.
Ocho, Brock Lesnar was on the Pat McAfee show this week. And you can always tell when a giant personality like Brock Lesnar gets in a room with a giant personality like Pat McAfee, that it's going to be a fun listen. And I know you're a fan of both guys. Brock is an absolute badass. And we were talking about this off air. Put Brock Lesnar in a room with Adam Cole or Daniel Bryan, CM Punk even. There's no comparison. One looks like a badass dude, you know, a boxer, a wrestler, a fighter. And the other one just looks like a guy that bags your fucking groceries at Walmart. Once guys like Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, and John Cena, once they're all gone, we're going to have this crop of, well, you know, guys your height. Obviously not your build, because you have muscles bigger than their whole body. But it's going to be really sad, dude. Like, when all the big major stars are gone, and we have, you know, 5'6" guys, 120 pounds, flip-flopping and flying everywhere. I don't know. I might just kill myself.
With credibility also, Lesnar. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're talking an NCAA. Like, here's where there's faith. Gable Steveson hasn't lost a match in, you know, the fake wrestling in 2 years.
Right.
His last loss was in the finals against Eric Cassar for Penn State. And then they had the COVID year, so he missed that. Then last year, he went undefeated, won a national title, went to the Olympics, won a gold freaking medal.
Without a broken neck.
His neck was broken.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. He had a chipped up beard, but his neck wasn't broken. And now he's undefeated again this year. He has already signed a future contract with WWE. AJ Ferrari, a freshman. Last year, a true freshman, 197-pounder. And that's their actual weight. You know, like, he's got a suck weight to get to 197. So if he balloons up to 235 or 240, he's going to look freaking jacked.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. He won the national tournament last year. He just got in a car wreck about 3 weeks ago. So right now, but he's still ranked number one, hasn't lost a match. He may be able to make it back for the NCAA tournament. Not sure if he's going to be able to make it back for the Big 12 championships, but that's prior to the NCAAs. So he's also signed a futures contract with WWE. So there's at least some legitimacy. There was guys like Bo Nickel, who Hodge Trophy winner. He's going in the MMA, and that's where most of the guys are doing now. That's the best avenue for these guys. These are wrestlers who can already beat the shit out of 80% of MMA fighters.
Right.
They just have to learn the jiu-jitsu a little bit, and they learn how to fight. They learn how to punch and whatnot, because there's still some guys that are badass at striking and whatnot. And that's what they understand. But most wrestlers can take people down who can't defend a takedown and just smother them and beat the shit out of them and take minimal damage. So that's why all the wrestlers were the champions for the last 10, 15 years. Anyway, hold out hope, but then again, it's still only 2-3 guys amongst the crop of, who'd you say, Adam Cole's and whatnot?
Yeah, just a small...
I think Michael Cole is in better shape than Adam Cole.
He actually is. It's pretty sad.
And I remember he's the one that gave Pat McAfee, they did that kind of fucking thing, right? Yeah. Was that him?
Yeah.
And I was looking at it, and I'm like, and Pat McAfee's selling it and everything, and I'm like, Jesus, McAfee would squash this dude in like 2 seconds. Okay, let's pull this back a little bit. Back in the 80s, the 70s, obviously, kayfabe and everything, most wrestlers got challenged a lot by people at the bar and all that, and the first rule was do not lose a fight. That's it. Do whatever. Maybe that's why Haku was biting noses off and gouging eyeballs out or what. But if you do not portray yourself as a badass, not that they were looking for fights, but, you know, people are always rambunctious and saying, oh, you're the bad guy. It always happened to the bad guy. It never happened to the good guys.
Right.
So guys defending, you know, the baby faces honor come out and then get stomped. And these are guys that aren't even that good at fighting, but they were just badasses.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say they're not good at fighting. They weren't trained, you know, NCAA national finalists or anything like that. Right. They were trained in defending themselves, I guess. Or then again, they weren't taught it. Honestly, you hear the stories about, you know, for the first 3 months or 4 months of training, they're taught that it's real.
Right.
Dr. David Schultz didn't know it was fake till his first match or something like that.
That's true. A lot of them didn't.
So
even know
shit like that. So maybe they aren't. Maybe they're trained enough to be badasses as far, or take so much punishment that don't matter how many guys there are, but they'd never lose a fight. This Adam Cole guy spewing up to Pat McAfee and Pat McAfee having to bow down and kowtow to this friggin' 140-pound crump. I don't know, man. It's not a good look.
Who is going to fuck with Dick Murdoch and Dick Slater and Bruiser Brody? And
right. Bruiser Brody's the guy I think of like right off the bat. Like, and you know, it's funny that they showed this thing on YouTube where, what's his name? Frank Goodish, I think his name was.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, there's a big difference between Frank Goodish and talking fucking calm as shit.
Yeah.
And then he bulges his eyeballs out and Bruiser Brody grabs the back of his head and his dude's a monster. Like, he scared the shit out of Lex Luger.
Right. Yeah, no, he did. But like
Harley Race. I mean, imagine Harley Twitter. Race. Imagine Twitter. Imagine Bruiser Brody. Like, what do you mean I didn't have a 5-star match tonight? Or fucking, I don't know, dude. Go ahead.
No, you're right. I mean, like, yeah, like Road Warriors. Fucking, you know, anybody from Minnesota, honestly, would just fuck people up during that time. Even Rick Rude was a fucking badass.
Oh yeah, dude. It's the Nord of everybody. Nord the Barbarian. Yep. Well, John Nord, I think his
John
name
Nord.
Is.
And, yeah.
Fuck, these guys were just badass dudes.
Mike Enos, Nikita Koloff came out of there. Who the fuck? Didn't Danny Hodge come from Minnesota, too? Or no, he was Oklahoma. He was Oklahoma.
They named the damn trophy out of him about the fake.
They did. But yeah, anyway, yeah, no, I can imagine Michael Cole, Jesus Christ. I can imagine Michael Cole getting into a fight and probably whooping somebody's ass. But Adam Cole, no, absolutely not. Anyway, Brock Lesnar was on the Pat McAfee show. And Pat asked him about his current run compared to when he first got there. He's the next big thing. You know, 2003, somewhere around 2005. I don't remember what fucking years and shit.
I want to say it was 02, actually.
02, 03, probably?
That's when, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
I just remember
that's
him.
The ruthless aggression thing. That's when he popped up.
And then he left at WrestleMania 20 when he fought with Goldberg.
Goldberg, right? Yeah. Worst match. And then he went and played for the Vikings in 04, 05. He was there for 2 years, two or 3 years. But like, anyway, go ahead.
So when they asked about his current run, he said, I'm having a great time. I'm smarter. I'm more relaxed. I have 20 years in and I'm having fun. I don't give a shit if I fuck up. I don't have to do this. I've been really wise. I'm doing it because I want to. I'm not gloating. I've just been good with my money. I was almost bankrupt my first run. I just signed a big deal with Vince, a big deal back 20 years ago, a lot of guaranteed money. 6 months later, I'm like, yeah, go screw yourself, Vince. And he was a little chapped, but I had to do that. He understood that. I had to leave and go out. If I didn't leave, I wouldn't have been in the UFC and all that stuff. I made my own and paved my own road. Came back and established that this is what I want. This is how I'm going to do it, and I'm very fortunate. I'm having a good time, and I want to portray and show a different side. Now, when they asked him how many more years he thought he could go on, well, obviously he's being treated as an attraction. He's not doing the house shows. He's not on the road, 300 days a year. So
yeah, he's not adding the miles to him, so that's good for him.
That's correct. So he said, as long as Vince is ready to, as long as the money keeps coming in, the checks keep cashing, I'm going to keep on wrestling. And he's
just like we said, guy never sugarcoated it. I love the business. He's like, dude, I need to make a living. I'm gonna have eight generations of Lesnars that are set, basically,
right? So he also said that he's the I'm the old bastard walking the hall now. I look at these young kids and he goes, I don't know, somebody needs to step up and get over, figure out how to put asses in seats and not worry about your next high spot. Figure out how the hell can I be different? How the hell can I make money? That's the business. The young generation thinks that if they go out and do a certain move and they do it over and over, that's not the business. There's a good guy and a bad guy, just like Holyfield and Tyson, mega heavyweight, pitting people against each other, storylines. That's what was fun about me coming back this time. And the storyline with Roman Reigns is fun. And I've been with Paul Heyman for 15 years. So I like the fact that he's having fun. And if you've seen him lately, he's a baby face and he's got a fucked up haircut with a little weird ponytail.
Lesnar's the baby face?
Yes, he is. Wearing cowboy hats.
Heyman's with him?
Heyman's with Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is the heel.
So wait, so who's cutting? Lesnar's doing his own promos then, or
yeah, and he's very good actually. I mean, he can talk. He just never had to. But he's literally just portraying himself, just cranked up to fucking 10, like Stone Cold always said. You know, the best characters are always, you know, yourself cranked up a notch. And that's what Brock's doing. He's having a fucking blast. He's laughing. He's smiling. He's cutting fucking jokes. And people love it, dude. He's super over right now.
Dude, he had that little bit with Angle where, where he was a good guy, fucking maybe only 3 months, and they kept. Angle was drinking milk. Lesnar pats him on the back. Hey, champ. Angle spits the milk out on some chick or whatever. Like, just stupid. They was always in a competition with each other. Yeah. Like, yeah, man, I did 200 push-ups today. Lesnar's like, yeah, I did 220. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to go do 240. Shit like that. And it was fucking great. It was so goddamn good. Two meatheads fucking that we know. But that's just it. We know these are the top two guys.
Yep.
You know, but I wonder if Lesnar is like actually giving advice. I don't mean like when he was on Stone Cold's the podcast, the Stone Cold thing or whatever, and Stone Cold's like, well, look, we all know you can be a cranky son bitch, and Lesnar's laughing. He's like, yeah, I'm not a cranky son bitch. I just don't want to be bothered, man. I just want to do my own thing.
Yep.
So like, now here's Undertaker in the locker room. You know, telling every, you know, the stories are endless about, you know, who showed up that day? Taker. And he said, what do you mean you're not going out? We have a show tonight. You know, the leader was the guy, and he was always there to tell you. Yep. And he's like, oh, you either go wrestle that match or you deal with me. I don't think Lesnar's going to do that. But I also think it's still way more climate controlled and corporate rather than having a locker room patrolling, you know what I mean?
Correct.
Am I making any sense?
No, that's perfect sense. It's obviously,
but like he's like, I'm the old dog here, but yeah. I don't think he's really portraying. Maybe he probably didn't even mean it like that.
I don't think he's mentoring anybody. You know what
I mean? Right. He just means he's old, and it's like, wow, where did these 20 years go by?
And the current crop or the next generation's fucked without guys me.
I love that. He's nailing it, and that's the same thing Undertaker said to Joe Rogan. I think.
Yeah. Don't worry about your high spots. Don't worry about getting all your shit in. Just fucking get over. Have a personality. Have a good storyline. Have a good character, and get yourself over.
Who was that little guy that had a good personality and he got fucking fired? Like, you can't teach that shit.
Oh, Enzo. Yeah. Well, he's a fucking douchebag. So I mean,
all right. Well, Lesnar wasn't a douchebag. That's just my point. But like, you know,
dude, there's a difference between Enzo Amore and fucking Brock Lesnar. I mean, come on, man.
But it's Lesnar's still not saying how their hands are tied.
True.
Because his probably aren't.
Oh fuck no. He calls his own shots. And he can, and he gets paid well.
So, and I mean, who's ballsy enough to? Zack Ryder tried to do it.
He did.
And then WWE bought out his fucking YouTube gimmick.
Yep.
And then ruined it. They gave him a push and then pulled it right back out from it. It's almost like, yeah, you try all you want, but we're still the machine here, and that makes sense. It doesn't make sense, but it's such. I never understood this. I talked with Vince about this. Like, why would any company want to eat their own? Like, you. So this guy got a following on his own. And now you want to derail that because you didn't come up with it?
Because you didn't do it. That's Vince McMahon, dude. Why the fuck
does it make any sense, though?
I know.
You just took money out of your own pocket. You brag about money and you want the ratings. But I don't know. Maybe they do have enough now. And they're just – I've been saying this for 8 years. They're on autopilot.
Dude, why would you take a guy like Dusty Rhodes and put fucking polka dots on him? Just the ribbon.
Yeah, but at that point, I don't even know they were in any position to do that. That was just an NWA WWF thing, I think.
That's just a bullshit gag from Vince.
Of course.
But Dusty got it over because, I mean, Dusty knew how to do that.
Right. And what about this thing where every time they're in their home area, they lose or something like that? I only know that because Vince had told me it, but like.
That's a dick move.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, I'm not
that doesn't bother me as much, but like.
Heat, I guess. Right, I mean, JR
goes off. At least do the. At least as long as the house shows are okay,
right?
Like,
for heat on the heels, I guess. Right? Or, you know, JR got his ass beat by Stone Cold in Oklahoma City. So, you know, just put the heat on the heels. That's the only way I can think of. Or Vince is just being a dick and doesn't want him to win their hometown. I don't know. Maybe
what does it mean? He'll do it at a house show. Like, that's a thing.
Like, he's a weird dude. He really is. But in any event, it's going to be sad. You know, when The Rock and Stone Cold and all these legends are gone. And then, you know, guys that are still current, like Edge and Brock Lesnar and, you know, real stars. It's just going to be sad. It's going
to
be...
I mentioned something to Vince a long time ago, like, about, like, what's going to be the... The battle royal, like, you know, the all-star battle royal when Nash and Hall and Stone Cold and Rock show up. You know what I mean? Whatever, like,
yeah.
What is it going to be in 20 years? Like, is it going to be Roman Reigns and what? That's it. Like, or it. Seth Rollins, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see Seth still having longevity.
No, but like, I mean, no, but like the legend. Like,
oh, the legends. The legend? Oh, no,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
Actually, like, that you're like when the Iron Sheik would show right, up, you're right, like, right, holy right. Shit, like...
Yeah, probably. I mean, maybe Brock if he wants a payday, you know, and he can still walk. It just Roman,
Undertaker,
Seth.
And like you can have a you don't have a 5-man battle royal.
No, true. And then you're gonna have a bunch of fucking 150-pound guys. So, look, the one thing I am actually kind of happy about, just for WWE's sake, is they're doing this initiative where they're getting people outside of wrestling. They're attracting the high school stars, the college stars, football. You know, anything athletics, hockey, baseball, and they're scouting them. They're going out, and it's a new initiative that they have that Hunter, I think, came up with. And
no, Jerry Briscoe used to always scout because I saw him at the tournament in, I think, 2016 or 17. It was in MSG, and we hooked up, and he was looking at Kyle Snyder, and Kyle Snyder had already signed up for the Olympics. So they couldn't talk to him. And then right. He wound up being like, now he's the top freaking, he was the first guy that ever won an Olympic gold medal in college. Now yep. Gable's the second guy.
Yep.
But so yeah, there was only wrestling really. Now they're looking for stars.
Right.
So like you said, now they have the scouting implementation for, you know, characters in football and NCAA football, like the guys who aren't going to get drafted, shit like that.
Correct.
So there's a lot to maybe they're who knows, but as long as they don't train them the same factory style.
That's the issue is they will train and then look, they train everybody WWE style. And actually, it's funny that you mentioned that when I was talking to Jackson Ryker, he said when he went to NXT in 2015, I believe it was 2017, even though he had been in business for, you know, since 2006 or so.
They strip him down and freaking starts from scratch.
He's doing front rolls and back rolls. He's doing shit. He's going back to basics. And yeah, he's like, they do teach you to wrestle their style, regardless of what you've done in the indies. Fuck, he was even on TNA every week. At that point, he wasn't just an indie guy like, you know, Seth Rollins. And I don't know, they went to Ring of Honor, but Ring of Honor doesn't count. You know, he was in a major company at that point, the number two company. And they just, you're right, they come in, they break him down, and he gets back to basics. He's doing fucking, you know, 100 fucking squat. What the fuck, what were the squats?
Hindu
squats. Hindu. Fucking, those things were brutal from what I heard. So, but no, they're going after the NCAA guys now because of the fact that, you know, NCAA made that ruling where you can get monetized, you know, if you're, yes, if you're
that's in exactly college. It too. So they're paid once they sign.
So the new program is called Next in Line NIL, going after the NCAA prospects.
They have like 15 people on it, right? AJ Ferrari, Gable Steveson, guaranteed are on there. There might be a couple other guys. You're looking at it right now?
I'm looking at just what the program is about. It's not listing any names, but it's going to be revolutionary, man. They're going to stop getting more guys from the indies and start just training fresh new stars, new athletes that don't know fuck all about wrestling, and try to make stars out of them, like a Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle didn't know fuck about professional wrestling, but he was able to fucking, you know, become one of the greatest of all time.
But also, Kurt Angle got trained at a time when so many people were trained so many different ways. So
True. I get what you're saying. No, I get what you're saying.
We'll have to see, because it's like putting a scoop of Nestle Quick with a freaking squirt of Hershey's right. syrup, and then you're mixing it up and going, can I tell the difference? I'm not sure.
Right.
What a fucking great analogy that was that no one's going to listen to.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the main event. Ocho still hates this show, and I don't blame him. But I think this has been a decent show. I mean, this is kind of a... Now, come on, man. Like, don't you have a little bit more fun not having to be a referee and do double duty?
If people listened, I wouldn't mind, but they don't. So now we've already shit the bed so much. You've shit the bed with your fucking formula.
You're going to put the blame on me.
It was my fault.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's
me
with
the intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I'd like to welcome you all back to the segment where what I like to call the intellect of the week, hosted by me. And of course, this week, a lot of smart cookies this week to nominate as the intellect of the week. But this week, I'm gonna go ahead and give it to all the truckers that are up north of the border in Canada that are protesting. I believe in peaceful protesting, and they're just honking away and wanting to stop these mandates. And I believe that's a great thing to not protest. That's the American. The Canadian way, I'm guessing, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, he's saying that he's not for that, and I guess they can't protest according to the Prime Minister, but I did notice last year that he was protesting for some other stuff, so I'm guessing protesting is okay. I'm not quite sure why this Justin Trudeau guy doesn't like these protests. All they're doing is honking. So this week I want to give it to all the honkers. The truckers that are honking away, and that'll do it for this week, friends. I hope y'all tune in again next week.
Oh, what do you think about everything that's going on up north, the Great White North, the Great Beyond, the Great?
I don't want to, because it's just
not so great anymore, really.
Canada is going to just get absorbed by Russia, I feel like. It's just this, they're that close, and there's still no fans at hockey games.
Yeah, I know.
In Canada. Like, this is crazy. You can't do that to us. What are they so scared? Never mind. Forget it.
What are they scared about? Dying, I guess?
Why?
What they think of the threat of potentially dying? I don't know.
I do too when I'm freaking skydiving, okay? Like...
Right.
Like, right. That's when I'll fucking worry.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Look, it's at this point in 2022, I mean, the truth is pretty much out there. Like,
what else are they going to do? Like, are they really going to wait? They're going to, you know what? It's going to be like 2035, and they're going to be like, maybe we're going to have hockey this year, and we have three fans in. Like, dude.
It sucks. And Trudeau is doubling down on the whole thing and going all in on it, and that's just going to make him look even like more of an asshole.
He wanted to, I honestly, all he's rooting for is for everyone else to die, and he's going to look like a hero. Go, see, I told you, I kept everyone safe, when that's not the case.
Right. I'm the last man standing. It's unfortunate. And the same shit could happen here. I mean, if the truckers really want to get together and stop, that'll shut down everything, man. That'll shut down all the commerce. Nobody will be able to go to Popeyes anymore or
the important places, right?
Yeah.
Barbecue.
What the fuck is the coffee place up there? It's not Dunkin'. What's the big fucking, what's their big coffee chain up in Canada?
The Starbucks is from Seattle, so I don't know. There's Canadian coffee?
You really don't know?
No, I don't fucking know. Ah, I've never been to Canada before.
And I'm old. I'm going to cut this part
out. I only played hockey. I didn't, like, travel the country.
Tim Hortons. Yeah, I don't want to look like an asshole. Everybody should fucking know that.
Oh. Yeah. I know you heard of who.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.